God bless you. Turn to Exodus chapter 33, please.
Amen.
It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning.
Yes.
Good to already know that He's in the house.
Amen.
I appreciate this meeting, appreciate this church, this pastor, my dear friend, and I appreciate all of you who are here. Thank God for all that has been done that this meeting might take place. But if the Holy Ghost is not upon it, doesn't breathe upon it, all is in vain. And so that's what we desire today, that God, the Holy Ghost, would be amongst us.
Amen.
And do a work.
Amen.
Exodus chapter 33, verse 17, the Bible said, "And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken. For thou hast found grace in my sight. And I know thee by name."
Amen.
That ought to put a shout in an ice cube right there. I know thee by name. And he said, that is, Moses said, "I beseech thee, show me thy glory."
Yeah.
And he said, that is, God said, "I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee,
yes,
and will be gracious to whom I'll be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I'll show mercy." And he said, "Thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live." And the Lord said, "Behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock, and it shall come to pass while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in the cleft of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen." Father, I ask you now to bless. Help us, we pray. Oh God, I pray the Holy Ghost might fill us and thrill us and make us to be the blessing. Oh God, put upon my mind and in my tongue the very word from heaven you'd have us to hear today. You get honor and glory to thyself. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Thank you for standing. It's upon my heart to try to preach to you for a few minutes this morning on that place by Him. That place by Him. Thank God there is a place by Him for all of His children.
That's right.
This place, number one, is a provided place.
Yes, sir.
Provided by the Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
Yep.
On the cross of Calvary, Jesus procured, He purchased with the sacrifice of Himself as the final sacrifice for all sin,
yes,
an eternal place by Him, an inheritance that waiteth for us, an eternal home for whosoever believeth in Him. When we are hid with Christ in God, there is no place better to be than the place that He has for you. That is a place where you have a relationship with Him, near to Him, close to Him, in fellowship with Him, in His will, in His way, living by His word. It is a provided place, a place that all can come to. You might be one of these that believes that all that folks just everywhere can't be saved. But according to the word of God, and I'm going to go by that, He said, "Let whosoever will come and drink of the water of life freely. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." I know there are some Baptists that don't like me. They don't want me in their circle. But I'm glad there's never been a time when God didn't want me to be a part of the family of God. He's always loved me. He's always wanted me. He's always desired to have me at His side and in His hand. There's never been a time when He didn't want anything but my fellowship and my love for Him and my relationship with Him. Thank God there is a place provided for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's not my opinion. That's not even the way I'd like it. But that's the way God wants it. There is a provided place, a personal place by Him, a personal place where He desires to hold you in His hand. Though He desires to hold all His children in His hand, there is a place just for you. A place where only you can be. When we're saved by grace through faith, we are saved by grace through faith individually, not collectively. We're placed into the family of God as an individual member. When Jesus told Nicodemus, "Ye must be born again," he was talking directly to him. I'm glad I remember a day when the Holy Ghost of God talked directly to me. I was lost and headed for hell, but he came by where I was, that he might speak to my heart, that he would draw me out of the darkness of this world into his marvelous light, that I might have a personal place by him. As an individual sinner, repenting, believing, and receiving the gift of God, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ the Lord, independently. You don't get into your place in the family of God because your daddy did, or your mama did, or your grandma did, or the preacher did. You must come as an individual, being born again of the Spirit of God, getting into your place personally. It has to happen to you on a personal basis. You can't get right with God just anywhere you want to or whenever it suits you. Amen. One of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard of is somebody waiting on their deathbed to get right with God. That time not ever come. But when the Holy Ghost of God is dealing with your heart and you realize that you're a lost sinner, when you realize you're out of the will of God, when you realize that it's you that is in need of repentance and salvation, it's then that he's drawing you to him, that he's bringing you by the light of his love, by the light of his mercy, by the light of his grace, by the light of his word into his presence, that he might put you in the place he'd have for you. The Spirit of God must draw you. No one comes to the Father but by the Lord Jesus Christ. No one comes to God except through his name and in his name. Thank God it's a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I remember well when I was lost and undone without God. All my family, mom, dad, all my grandparents were testifying to the fact that they were saved and on their way to heaven. Thank God for the day I realized I wasn't. I don't know about you, but I'm glad I remember what it's like to be lost. Yes, headed for hell with no hope whatsoever. But the Holy Ghost didn't leave me hanging out over hell with no hope. He said a Savior has been provided. If you'll come to him, come to the door, he'll let you in. Amen. Not only is it a provided place and a personal place, it's a protecting place. We are safe. We are secure. We are sheltered in the place that he has for us. Moses was standing on a rock. That rock was the eternal rock of ages, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. God placed Moses in the cleft of that rock and placed his hand over him. Thank God I am hid with Christ in God. He picked me up out of the miry clay and he set my feet upon a solid rock and established my going and put a song in my mouth that I might make melody unto the Lord. Thank God I'm hid with Christ in God, in the hand of the Savior, in the hand of the Father. And Jesus said, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Amen. But because you're saved does not give you the privilege to live like you want to. It gives you the opportunity and the privilege to live like you ought to. You really get in your place and he'll change your want to. Psalmist said, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. Yeah. That word Selah is a musical term. It means take time to breathe and reflect on what just happened. Thank God I am free, free, free from this world of sin. I'm washed in the blood of Jesus. I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved by His wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out He would bring me out and show me the way. Amen. I look back and I find out that He did it all. It was not my goodness, it was not my way, it was not my thinking, it was not my good deeds, it was not anything that I could do, but He brought me out, and He got me in, and He saved me eternally. Thank God I'm free, still guided by the unseen hand of God. It's a precious place. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 1, the Bible says, "Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious." Being in the hand of God. Knowing that you know that you know that you know that you're saved and on your way to heaven. Jesus is precious to me. Well, glory. Jesus is precious to me. I've never had a better friend than Jesus. Never had anybody that either wanted to do for me what He has already done, what He's promised He's going to do. Jesus is precious to me. It seems the day and the hour in which we live, Jesus is not as precious to as many people as He used to be. I remember when I was growing up, the old saints of God come into the church shouting because Jesus was precious to them. The biggest thing that ever happened to them is they got saved by the grace of God. The marvelous grace of God had done such a work in their life that the biggest thing that there it was to them was being saved. And knowing that when this life was over, they had a better place to go to. Amen. It's a precious place to be saved by the grace of God. Unto you therefore which believe, He is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. To know that you're hid with Christ in God, that He's got His hand upon you, ought to be the most precious place for you to be. Amen. It is there that He can use you. It is there that He can help you. It is there that He'll be precious and dear and personal with you. Number four. That place by Him is a polishing place. It's a polishing place. And the most valuable, the most precious things that we have to enjoy in this world often need cleaning and polishing. If they're left unattended, they gather filth and corruption that causes them to be unattractive, sometimes even unusable. But the cleaning and the polishing takes some effort. Most often with a good cleanser, some polish, and an old rag. When the Holy Ghost of God takes this old forever settled, immaculate, inerrant, infallible, irreplaceable, indestructible Word of God and begins to apply some pressure in the areas of our lives that need it, it's because we are precious to Him. He is deliberately cleaning and polishing us to make us to be as He wants us to be, so that we shine as lights in the darkness of this world, and that we can be used as vessels bringing glory and honor to Him who saved us and has become our salvation. Moses was in the place God wanted him to be. He was called up on the mountain. Moses said, "God, I'd like to be there. I'd like to fellowship with you. I'd like to see you. Would you let me see your glory?" Upon the mountain, Moses, come on. He got there. He put him up on a rock. He put him in that rock. He put his hand over him. And as he passed by, he pulled his hand away just far enough so that Moses could see the glory of God as he passed by. I don't know if you've ever been there or not. If you hadn't, you need to get there. It'll do something for you nothing else will ever do. To see the glory of God, you got to be in your place. And when you see the glory of God revealed in your life and in the lives of others round about you, it'll do something for you. It lit Moses up. Amen. His face actually shone, which means the light got turned on such a well in his face that it glowed. When he came back into the camp, down off of that mountain, got back into the world, they looked at him and they could tell he had been somewhere that they had not been, that he had done something that they had not done, that he'd been someplace that they needed to be, because they said, put a veil over his face. We can't stand this. We can't handle this. You get right with God, get in the place God would have you to be, and the glory of God show up on your face. It don't matter where you go, they're going to be able to tell. You got something they need. You've been somewhere they haven't been, and you need to see the glory of God revealed in that place. The pressure applied sometimes not very pleasurable, but it's always profitable. We need to shine and not whine in this world we're living in. Get in your place. And finally, it's a peaceful place. Down in verse 14, God said, Moses, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. There's absolutely nothing like having the peace of God that passeth all understanding. And you don't get that out of your place. Amen. I don't know where you may be today. I don't know about the circumstances, situations of your life. I don't know what you may be struggling with. But there is one that knows. And all he's asking is if you'll make the effort to get in your place, he'll meet you there. Thank God for that place by him. If today you're not saved by the grace of God, you're not in your place. If today you're not serving the Lord, you're not in your place. If today you're not doing all you can to love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, you're not in your place. But there is a place for you, and he would like for you to be in it. It's his will that you be in it. It's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved, that they might get in their place. God bless you.